A British trawler seized by French maritime police, who say the crew was fishing for scallops without a permit. That's denied by its owners. It may sound like a small incident, but it's symptomatic of something much bigger. A potential escalation in a post-Brexit fishing rights dispute that's causing much more than a ripple in UK-French relations. It cites, for example, Jersey, the British Crown dependency, only accepting a third of the fishing permit applications from France.
It's time that we are respected. It's totally insufficient and totally unacceptable. So now we must talk the language of force, and unfortunately, I fear that is the only thing this British government understands.
The threats go beyond banning British trawlers from offloading their catches at French ports, because this only amounts to a small proportion of exports. Without a settlement of the dispute before next Tuesday, there'll be rigorous French customs checks on incoming cargo, and they won't be restricted to seafood. But Britain isn't offering any concessions.
The measures being threatened do not appear to be compatible with the Trade and Cooperation Agreement or wider international law, and if carried through, will be met with an appropriate and calibrated response.
This isn't the first time the fishing rights issue has flared up. In May, French trawlers blockaded the main port in Jersey. The British and French deployed a naval presence during the protests. This time, France seems unwilling to back down on demands.
It is not war, it's a fight. The French fishermen have some rights. An agreement has been signed. We must have this agreement implemented. We have fishing rights. We must defend them, and we will defend them.
France is also working on a second round of sanctions if they're needed, and that could mean a reduction of electricity supplies to the UK. Jersey is 95% dependent on French power. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.